From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the first Chibok schoolgirl to be rescued is being debriefed by authorities. Chris Stein has more.
Army spokesman Sani Usman said in a text message that the girl was found in the village of Bale, near the northeast Nigerian town of Damboa. A vigilante leader in Chibok, Aboku Gaji, told VOA vigilantes found her while setting up an ambush near a Boko Haram camp.
As we lay ambush, they come just come on us.
Gaji identified the girl as Amina Ali. Gaji said the rescued girl had a baby with her. She was also with her husband, a fellow Boko Haram captive she had married while in captivity. Chris Stein, Lagos.
The head of U.S. Africa Command, General David Rodriguez, says the U.S. military is prepared to support a train and equip mission in Libya. He said such a mission is possible when the Libyan government is ready for it. It would be intended to help Libya fight Islamic State militants. The U.S. government's top intelligence official says he has seen indications of foreign hackers attempting to spy on U.S. presidential candidates. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said as campaigns intensify, there will probably be more hacking attempts. He spoke Wednesday at a cybersecurity event in Washington. Venezuelan police fired tear gas at protesters in Caracas Wednesday. Thousands of protesters tried to reach the headquarters of the country's electoral commission to demand a referendum on recalling socialist president Nicolas Maduro. A magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck the coast of Ecuador Wednesday, just hours after another quake of about the same intensity struck the same area. The U.S. Geological Survey said the new quake was 24 kilometers in depth and located near the city of Rosarito. This is VOA News.